Right now, it's a pleasure to say hello to Ruzba Ali Abadi, who is going to talk with us about some great new after-school and out-of-school learning opportunities taking place. Hello, Ruzba. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Tell me a little bit about yourself first. Are you a roboticist, or I'm curious about your background.
Sure. No, I'm not a roboticist. In fact, I grew up in Pittsburgh in an immigrant family from the Middle East, from Iran. And then after high school, I joined the military, and I served in the U.S. Army for 8 years. And I roamed, I went into the political career, and I traveled abroad and also within the U.S. And about 5 years ago, when I came back to Pittsburgh, we started having conversation with Carnegie Mellon University, and we thought about, it's so wonderful that Pittsburgh is the birthplace of AI or artificial intelligence, and we have to lead the way in a way to bring AI and AI education not just to a group of folks, or we call them this pre-suit of, if you will, roboticists or computer scientists, but make it available to the broader public, but in particular focus on the K-12 education market, because that is the group of folks that are going to be impacted by all the changes we will be seeing, or we are currently seeing in technology, but in particular artificial intelligence.
That's a pretty big responsibility to take that on. So are you doing this, I know Ready AI Lab is the program name. Is that under Carnegie Mellon's auspices, or is it done a little differently than that?
No, it is not under Carnegie Mellon, but what we do is we closely work with Carnegie Mellon.
I see.
And there are many professors at CMU that are focusing on different aspects of AI, but in particular, Professor David Turetsky, who has been taking the lead on bringing AI concept to the K-12 education market and trying to, in a way, narrow the gap between what's happening in universities and with researchers, but also what should be taught in the classroom, be it after school, be it inside the classroom setting, all across the country. And he's currently chairing a committee called AI for K-12 Committee, that are focusing on providing guidelines of how schools, how after-school programs should be designing AI programs, and what are the big ideas, as they call it, they should be focusing on. So Dave has been a wonderful mentor, but he has also been on the advisory board, and we've worked with Dave and other professors at CMU very closely, because you cannot really do this, Larry, unless you maintain a robust relationship with researchers and universities, and mm-hmm. provide them with your feedback in order to find different ways to bring AI to this particular young market.
Yeah, I was curious about that, and thank you for answering that. So what you've done is partnered with some different organizations, including youth-serving organizations, to provide programs to them, but also to individuals. And Ready AI for Artificial Intelligence, readyai.org, is how you can learn more about what's going on. And it's whenever I think about this kind of work, it's important to provide this kind of knowledge responsibly and accurately. Probably more, about as much as I can think of any kind of information, except maybe for history. You just want to be able to offer perspective, and I think that's what you've been able to do based on what I've reviewed on your website and some of the other research we've done. So it's a great program. Is going to the website the best way to get additional information?
Absolutely. I would encourage people that like to learn more about it, just go to, as you said it, to readyai.org, and you see different types of programs. And I wanted to make this very clear. The idea behind Ready AI Lab, Larry, is not for us to bring everything in-house. We think anywhere in our community, or in any community, in any town around us, or for that matter, around the country, they should be setting up these labs themselves. And what we've been trying to do, we've been trying to make it an easy experience for the teachers or educators to learn it fast, and also have all the materials that in their pocket, so they can go ahead and, what we call it, time to classroom should be as short as possible, so they get ready to kind of deploy it in their community and go through what we call the seven skills to in a way to access, from critical thinking to quantitative literacy to those big ideas and AI applications. But at the end of the day, for the kids to have the ability to learn it through project-based learning, meaning not just learn about some lofty concepts, but being able to actually connect what they have learned to solve some of the problems as they perceive it in their community, be it water pollution, air pollution, recycling, and whatever the kid or the child is interested in, there ought to be an AI element that they can complement that project-based learning.
Learning it with applications and context in mind, as opposed to something in and of itself. And the trainer concept is a good one to be able to sort of be the Johnny Appleseed of this. So I really appreciate your taking time to be with us today, and I hope that folks will consider moving over to the website to learn a little bit more about the work that you're doing. It's easy to find. It's simply readyai.org. Thanks so much for being with us today, Ruzba. Anything else? We just have a couple seconds that you wanted to add.
I just want to thank you, and I want to say that our community is a small community, and it would be great to grow the AI community, and we cannot do it by ourselves. Parents, teachers, and educators all around the country not only have a responsibility, but we depend on them, we rely on them to make sure that we get our children of the future ready for the future. So with that, thank you so much for having me on the program.
Our pleasure. That's Ruzba Aliabadi, and you can learn more at readyai.org.